This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate, you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.
I'm Christy.
And I'm Jackie.
And we are Killer Fun. We explore the intersection of crime and entertainment every other week.
For as long as people have been communicating, they have been talking about who did what to whom, and is that socially acceptable?
Because the boundaries of society,
crime,
and entertainment have always gone hand in hand.
The more salacious,
weird,
the better. From books and movies
to television shows and games,
we look at how life and art imitate and inform one another.
And we can't get together and not laugh. So let's face it, there's going to be laughing.
Killer Fun is available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So join us.
Hi, Fred. My name is Josh Shell, host of the Let's Start a Cult podcast. The only podcast host that's ready to fight God or become him.
I'm currently running on 2 hours of sleep, suicidal thoughts, and an Oreo, and I'm ready to fight God or become him.
This week, we're doing things a little differently. The inner circle has been acting up, so no guests this week. Until they figure out what they've done, they will be in timeout. But on today's episode, we'll be talking about the Church of Almighty God, a group that traces its roots back to Chinese Henan province in the early 90s, when a former physics teacher began preaching that Jesus Christ had been reincarnated as a woman. Since then, the cult has managed to garner more than 4 million members, with chapters established in countries like the United States, Canada, and Belgium. They have also been involved in several controversies, including a brutal murder that went viral in China and sent shockwaves throughout the nation. So now, in an attempt to gain more followers, I will try to do the classic moody, true crime podcast. Cue the dark, sad music. Cue the slow, talking voice that enunciates all its words. And we are going to get into the Church of the Almighty God, or the Eastern Lightning Cult. Part 1, an overview of the Eastern Lightning Cult. The Church of Almighty God, also known as Dongfang Shendian, or Eastern Lightning, originated in China's Henan province in the early 1990s. It was initially a new religious movement founded by former physics teacher named Zhao Wishan, who firmly believed that a woman named Yang Dingbin was the second coming of Jesus Christ. In reality, though, Yang was Zhao's lover. Some sources also allege that she had suffered a mental breakdown after failing the Gaoke, the notoriously difficult exam that all students in China must take if they want to enter college. Zhao had previously been affiliated with another radical religious movement called the Shouters, which was based in Heilongjiang province. However, it was broken up by authorities who claimed that it was nothing but a financial scam. The crackdown on the Shouters forced Zhao to flee Henan province, abandoning his family in the process. There he met Yang and began going from town to town, preaching to anyone who would listen that she was the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. His charisma and powerful words enticed many. Before long, he had amassed more than 1,000 followers. Their staunch belief, combined with their large numbers, alarmed China's Communist Party. As a result, the group was designated as, Zijiao, or a cult, and banned. This, however, failed to stop them. Rather, their illegal status was regarded as proof that the Church of the Almighty God was doing something right. Members ramped up their recruitment effort, often resorting to violence, to assure that nothing and no one got in their way. For instance, David Ackman, the former Beijing bureau chief at the Time magazine, described the leaders of Tanji, or the China Gospel Fellowship, were abducted in 2002. One of them was forced to take drugs before being seduced by a woman, with members of the Church of the Almighty God threatening to expose his adultery to his parishioners if he refused to relent to them. A former member also claimed that they were made to offer luxurious items such as smartphones when recruiting potential followers. Only if their gift was rejected were they allowed to resort to violent methods, like beating and coercive tactics, to ensure that the person would join their ranks. What a nice welcome package. In an interview, the former member further recalled that, quote, "The group entices men to join by providing young women as companions, allegedly stage fake exorcisms to heal the sick, and play Taiwanese pop music in loops to brainwash their followers. Eastern Lightning preaches that their ultimate goal is to defeat the Great Red Dragon, which is unsubtly an allusion to the Chinese Communist Party," end quote. Another one of these cult victims was a woman from Shaanxi province who claimed to have been abducted after welcoming several Christians into her home and hosting mass for them. Not only was she beaten and whipped, but she was also forced to listen to her kidnappers as they preached about the Church of Almighty God's leader and how he was possessed by the angel Lucifer, which Lucifer's Satan, so I don't know why they think that's a good thing. Yeah, that's weird. According to the Daily Beast, quote, "When her screams attracted the attentions of the neighbors, her captors allegedly said that she was a relative who suffered from mental illness and apologized for her outburst, only to increase the intensity of torture afterwards. She said she was released when she feigned acceptance of their dogma," end quote. To continue operating despite being banned by the Communist Party, members of the Church of Almighty God became paranoid and secretive, even giving themselves fake names so that they wouldn't be able to identify each other if arrested by the authorities. However, these measures were largely unsuccessful, and the government's constant persecution of them drove many to flee China. Among them were leaders Zhao and Yang. In September 2000, the couple traveled to the United States and applied for political asylum, which they were granted the following year, because you can make any religion and be accepted in the United States and Canada. They set up a home base in New York, from where they directed their followers and managed the group's various activities, including their aggressive recruitment methods. The next few years saw members targeting middle-aged Christian women living in China's impoverished rural areas, luring them in with promises of salvation from disaster and fatal disease. Before long, however, they managed to penetrate the country's wealthier urban areas as well. Members of the Church of Almighty God used other recruitment methods besides violence. According to Emily Dunn, an Asian studies academic at the University of Melbourne, quote, "There have been reports of murders and beatings at the hand of the group, but also at a more general level. Very aggressive proselytizing, harassment, and brainwashing. Those accusations are very routine," end quote. These activities continued long after the cult was declared illegal by Chinese Communist Party. The authorities did try to stop them, though. For instance, police officers regularly talked to Christian pastors and local communities, warning them that the Church of Almighty God often spread lies and scammed members out of their hard-earned money. They also distributed printed material that accused the group of endangering lives, deceiving the general public, attacking the government, and undermining the country's social stability. Throughout the years, China's measures to curb and repress the Church of Almighty God have increasingly become more aggressive. In early 2009, a man named He Xinzun, who had been in charge of the group's activities in mainland China, was arrested by the authorities. He remains incarcerated to this day. And it makes it kind of hard to pick a side because on the one hand you have China, and then on the other hand you have this very terroristic cult. So China's definitely worse in terms of just overall harm, but the cult is not great either. So there's really no good guy in this story. In July of that same year, He Xinzun's successor, a woman named Mei Suping, was also arrested. She later died while in custody. According to the Church of Almighty God's leader, more than 300,000 members were arrested between the years of 2011 and 2013. That is crazy. While experts agree that these numbers are impossible to verify, they do note that they seem to be in line with the frequent mentions of successful campaigns against the group in the Chinese government's anti-DGO propaganda material. I apologize, my Mandarin or Chinese is not great. However, these harsh measures haven't stood a chance against the cult's powerful propaganda machine and aggressive recruitment tactics. For one thing, they operated an English language website which allowed them to gain followers from India, South Korea, the United States, Canada, Italy, France, and Australia. If recent estimates are to be believed, the Church of Almighty God now has more than 4 million members worldwide. While the group mainly believes that Yang Zhangbin is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ, they also recognize Zhao Wishan as the priest personally being shepherded by God. He was even nicknamed the man used by the Holy Spirit, which served to solidify his influential role. In addition to these beliefs, the Church of Almighty God's doctrine also consists of a collection titled The Word Appears in the Flesh, which contains more than a million different words that were purportedly said by God. It also has quotes about the Holy Spirit, most of which were taken from various parts of the Bible, including from the Book of Revelation and the Book of John. According to Bitter Winter, a magazine on religious liberty and human rights, quote, "The church defines as its members whoever truly believes in God has good humanity and is certain that Almighty God is the returned Jesus in our days from China, a country that according to the church, at the same time the place where the evil red dragon of the Book of Revelation manifested itself in the semblance of the Chinese Communist Party, and the place where the second coming of Jesus Christ must also manifest himself," end quote. This staunch belief in the second coming of Jesus Christ is the reason why outside observers have nicknamed this group, quote, "Eastern Lightning," end quote. This refers to Matthew chapter 24, verse 27, which reads, quote, "For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man," end quote. For the cult's members, this passage means that Jesus Christ will be returning from a country in the east, specifically China. When he does, the third age of humanity will be inaugurated. This doctrine may seem somewhat absurd. However, several experts agree that it's based on authentic Christian traditions. In fact, Holly Folk, a historian at the Western Washington University, has even said that, quote, "The group's intellectual and theological lineage within Christianity is very rich," end quote. Part 2. The 2014 Murder of Wu Xuan. These sentiments may come from experts and scholars, but the Church of Almighty God's coercive recruitment methods and reputation as the most persecuted group in China have also resulted in a very negative public perception. This was exacerbated by the chaotic riots staged by hundreds of members in the days leading up to December 21st, 2012, date prophesied by the ancient Mayans as Doomsday. And as many of you know, nothing really happened that day. It was a bit of a letdown. There were also allegations that the group and its protests influenced the December 14th Xieping Village Primary School stabbing, which happened in a rural village in Henan Province, and involved a man named Min Young Jun, who attacked an elderly woman and 23 children with a knife. However, these incidents pale in comparison to the one that took place in the city of Zhaoyan in 2014. On May 28th of that year, six members of the Church of Almighty God entered a McDonald's restaurant, proclaiming themselves as missionaries before demanding the cell phone numbers of the diners inside. When a 37-year-old woman named Wu Xuan refused to give hers, they began assaulting her, brutally beating her with a steel mop and stomping on her face. One of the members, a man named Zhang Lidong, even screamed, quote, "Go to hell, demon," end quote, as he attacked her. Meanwhile, another member threatened the restaurant's customers that they would kill anyone who dared to interfere. Unfortunately, Wu's injuries proved to be too grave, and she ended up dying at the scene. Footage of her vicious murder sent shockwaves across China, with people harshly criticizing the Church of Almighty God's members, particularly those shown in the video, to be yelling at the customers. Those involved in the tragic incident were swiftly arrested, with two of them being executed the following year. To save the reputation, the Church of Almighty God claimed that the killers were psychopaths who weren't affiliated with them. Despite this, many continue to perceive them as having played a role in Wu Xuan's brutal murder. And it makes sense because, like, this was how they coerced people into joining their cult, so it tracks with them being affiliated. Not saying that China, the Chinese government, is any better. They are currently committing a genocide, but no one's talking about that, so we will move on. Since then, the Church of Almighty God have been involved in other controversies. For instance, they allegedly attempted to undermine the 2019 Israeli election, with Twitter banning dozens of accounts purportedly affiliated with the group after they promoted dangerous right-wing religious and political messages. However, experts claim that these accounts were actually run by Chinese government agencies who were attempting to discredit and slander the Church of Almighty God's reputation, which is plausible, but who knows? The group has also been accused of helping people fake being a refugee so that they can stay in countries like South Korea and Belgium. In May 2021, EU reporter news outlet even published a warning saying, quote, "The Church of Almighty God has been making waves in China and European countries for more than 20 years, creating ideological chaos, extorting believers' money, seeking huge profits, infiltrating influential posts and governmental bodies. Cults seriously threaten our social order and national security," end quote.
Well,
What is up, Fred? Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you're stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there's something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. My personal favorite is the sweet chili chicken sandwich with DIY ranch and garlic broccoli. It's so good, and it's on the table in less than 20 minutes. So if you want fun and affordable meals, go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. Part 3, the conclusion. Besides crackdowns initiated by the Chinese authorities, several non-profit organizations have also been formed to help eliminate or mitigate the hold that the Church of Almighty God has over its members. Among them is the Anti-Eastern Lightning Alliance, which was founded by a 38-year-old man, only known as Shen Xin. According to him, the cult targets people from China's rural provinces, specifically women whose husbands were migrant workers and are often away for long stretches of time. According to Wang Yu, a religion researcher at the Communist Party School of the Nizhia Hu Autonomous Region, quote, "Women living in villages, especially those who are a bit older, have more trouble adapting to new things, so they will see religion as a way to pour their hearts out. Many of them don't really want to get to the bottom of what they believe in. To them, religion provides emotional catharsis," end quote. Shen Xing, too, had left his wife in their home in the Anhui province to work as a computer monitor salesperson in a nearby city. In 2011, his wife joined the Church of Almighty God and was never heard from again. Since creating the Anti-Eastern Lightning Alliance in 2012, he managed to reunite more than 170 former members with their families. Much like other cults, those who want to leave the Church of Almighty God find it difficult to do so. More often than not, they are discouraged from quitting by higher-level officials, pretend that there are serious consequences if they renounce their faith. Despite the group's strict doctrine and its more than devout followers, community organizations like the Anti-Eastern Lightning Alliance have helped many former members successfully leave the Church of Almighty God. Fortunately, millions of people worldwide remain in the cult, firmly believing that Jesus walks among us in the form of a Chinese woman, which maybe he or she does, but I don't think it's these people. I hate to break it to you. But that, my friends, is the Church of Almighty God or the Eastern Lightning cult. Definitely not a great cult. They are terrible people who clearly manipulate people into following them and just do awful things to those who don't want to follow them. Now, keep in mind, there has been a lot of propaganda made by the Chinese government, so take all of this with a grain of salt. They may not be as bad as they are made out to be, but they are bad. It's just different degrees of bad. But yeah, thank you, Fred, for listening to this week's episode. I believe next episode is my 1 year episode, so stay tuned for that. I will try and have some good guests on for that episode. And if you've been listening since day one, thank you. If you've come on during the past year, thank you as well. You have all been great in supporting this podcast. Speaking of supporting this podcast, if you want to, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @let's_cult, as well as TikTok. Actually, I think it's @let's_cult as well. You can check out our website at letsstartacultpodcast.com. We have transcripts there, sources there. If you want to support the podcast, you can always do so at buymeacoffee.com/letsstartacult. That would be greatly appreciated. It helps the show going. Other than that, to support the show, if you wouldn't mind giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser or Good Pods, that'd be amazing. Share it with your friends, family, anyone who you think would enjoy this. And that is all for this week. Thank you, Fred, for listening, and I'll see you next episode. This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Have you been wanting to read more, but don't seem to have the time? Well, with Audible, you can read your books without having to find the extra time in your busy schedule. Stuck in traffic on your way home from work? Why not marathon the Harry Potter books? In the gym and want to learn about the First Lady? Well, you can listen to Becoming Michelle Obama while doing leg day. And if you go to audibletrial.com/cultivate,
you get a month free of Audible. That includes one credit that you can trade in for any audiobook of your choice, access to thousands of audiobooks free to listen to with your account, and best of all, you have access to all of your favorite podcasts in the app as well. So be sure to go to my link, audibletrial.com/cultivate. That's C-U-L-T-I-V, the number 8, to sign up for a free month of Audible and start reading today. Thank you, Audible, for supporting the show.